To develop the integrated water management strategies, it's necessary to identify the components of an overall strategy that has the potential to achieve the common vision. In a reciprocal process, some potential strategic components are selected by the stakeholders, rigorously assessed by technical experts, and then the results discussed again with the stakeholders in order to select the final set of strategic components. To complete this process in a participatory way, either the stakeholders should be informed by preliminary assessment results, or the strategy development should include two meetings, one selecting a possible range of components and the other making the final decision based on the assessment results. The components could include a wide range of integrated water management strategies and technologies. A technology selection tool may support the selection of appropriate strategies. The strategic components and the performance and cost of the different strategic components and their risks in relation to the different future scenarios should be analyzed. Additionally, one must ensure that the combination of the different strategic components is coherent. Modeling tools, such as the Integrated Water Balance Tool, supports this assessment. Based on the strategy chosen, an action plan is developed in order to implement the activities. The purpose of this step is about converting the strategic components into a set of implementable actions. The responsible departments have to be closely involved in order to mainstream the strategy into implementation programs. As part of this process, the actions to be implemented are prioritized and a time frame is developed. In addition, the required budget, staff, and timelines have to be allocated.